pretty winner's ball. It must be happy with the fight, the boys fight.
Yeah, it was pretty sluggish. We didn't have that zip around us that we had on Saturday night. And so, you know, when those games, it really relies on your defence. And I thought the fourth quarter, we really got off to a good start, forced two turnovers. We hit open three and got a couple of layups and just really get our tails up. And, you know, that defence got us going, got us energised. And, you know, it was a good way to close out the weekend.
That's three great wins in a row.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Much better than before. Look, now, obviously with Damo coming back and Bryce in, we're still in that period of getting in sync with each other. But I think you can see the parts are there. You know, Bryce carried us on Saturday night. We had Casey and Jamil doing the job for us tonight. And look out if they both get going or three of them get going. We're going to have a lot of fun out there.
Yeah, it was a game of runs. It was hard to kind of dictate the tempo out there, a lot of change-ups at the defensive end zones, presses, so on and so forth. So it wasn't the type of tempo we would have liked to have played for 40 minutes. But, you know, you go into the fourth quarter down seven after a great start, they make a run. And they got some great veterans. In particular, I thought Gibbo was fantastic, knocking down a lot of threes on the switches. And they're always going to be there at abouts. But both teams back themselves, at whether they're up five or down 10, that there's still a ball game there to be won.
As you said, he had 29 points last week. Stunning. They really had no points up at half time. 2 or 3 points on points. That amazing 3-point shot. I think follows up with transition basket. I mean, what's that say about the Blake, mate?
Yeah, and he made the two big foul shots just to ice the game to put it to four. You know, he has that ability. And the good thing, Bryce is not, you know, he's not a selfish guy that he gets out there and dominate with 25 shots, although sometimes we might need him to do that. But he gets his teammates involved. He, you know, he works the system. He doesn't break it off. And look, he's very, very quick. So in those isolations, that's something we're going to visit and let him go to town. Oh, really? Okay, good. Yeah. Yeah, it does. Well, it helped me sleep better when Damo came back. You know, not having... There's no fun. You know, a couple of games we had Casey and Darren Johnson as our point guards. You know, we had three point guards injured at the same time. And I can tell you right now, it's not a lot of fun coaching without point guards, especially in this league. So It's good to have him back out there, and you can see Damo instigating our defense and getting the guys connected on the same page. So it's you know, it's great to have for the back end of the season, and we'll hopefully give this thing a good shake. Yeah, no, Angus was really good coming off the bench to give us that firepower. Jesse can stretch the floor, and Jamil was fantastic, and Matt. So we've been. They're getting the synergy between the guys that's starting to work now really good. So hopefully we can keep improving.
When against Illawarra with Damo and obviously never had Price there, did you feel that win was really something you could build on?
Yeah, you're right. It was a big win for us. And the same, we were down, I think, 7 points, 5 minutes to go. And we earlier this year, we would have lost that game. But the boys really fought tough and played well. And it gave us that, you know, that little boost that you need and the confidence and... There's a great belief within the group right now that if we keep playing and keep improving, you know, we could challenge for this again.
How's the knee feeling?
Yeah, good. The lungs gave way before the knee did, so it's good to be out there, but still far from game shape.
Thanks, mate.